Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And once again, I strongly encourage everybody, download the Devil Radio app from the Apple and Google stores, our website. Take Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. Listen to your favorite shows. It's even an easy way to do it in the car itself. Just hit the app, prop it up, hit the app, prop it up. And WeatherTech, a little holder or something, and listen to the shows you want. I'll tell you what, a lot more history being made. This is a very strange little quirk. Do you ever wonder how the Republicans, when they get the minority of the votes, they lost the popular vote by 7 million votes, and they seem destined to be a minority party in terms of the number of votes. Nevertheless, through gerrymandering and otherwise, somehow seem to get 2/3 majorities in the Wisconsin Assembly when they only get about 48% of the votes. They get a 66% margin. Okay, well, that may be in the works for President of the United States. And fortunately, there is a law being introduced that if it passes would stop it. And here's what it is. There is a movement growing in the Republican caucus. They're not terribly satisfied with Kevin McCarthy. They think he's weak. You know, he blasted Trump about the insurrection right after the insurrection. Then he read the polls, realized that Trump had a lot of support. And so then he backtracked and he sucked up to Trump. But people aren't fooled. They know he's a weak guy. There is a movement growing if the Republicans carry the House, and we only have a 5-8 seat majority, depending on where you are with open seats and all that. And then there's going to be a vote for Speaker. There's a movement growing to elect Donald Trump as Speaker of the House, even though he's not in Congress. Why are they doing that? Because the Speaker of the House is second in line to the presidency after the Vice President. Because Joe Biden is the president, but if something happens to Joe Biden, it's Kamala Harris. If anything happens to her, or they try to impeach her or something, that's a way of putting Trump back into the presidency, even though he wasn't elected. That's what's going on. Now, how is that possible? How can Trump be Speaker of the House if he is not elected to Congress, to the House of Representatives? The answer is there's nothing in the Constitution that says that the Speaker of the House has to be a member of Congress. They assumed that it would be, so they didn't have to put it in, but they assumed it, but they didn't put it in. And yet they did say that the Speaker is next in line of succession if something happens to the President and Vice President. That's why at the State of the Union, when everybody's there, they have what's called the designated survivor. They'll take like the agricultural secretary and hide him somewhere, so something happens to the Capitol, at least we got a president. Fortunately, a guy named Brendan Boyle, a congressman, a Democrat, has put in legislation to provide that only elected members of Congress can be speaker. You can't freelance and get a authoritarian leader from the outside and put him in line for the presidency. And what he says to Matt Gaetz and these other people who say they're going to make Trump the speaker in 2022, they say it ain't going to happen. Now, the problem is that is legislation that has to pass the House and it has to pass the Senate. Of course, it'll be signed by Biden. Moscow Mitch will filibuster it. So stay tuned. You may see an end run if the Republicans win the House. And that's why it's very important to support the Democratic congressional candidates to keep the majority, because if that happened, and then Trump was then next in line of succession to Biden and Kamala Harris, that would be a perversion of our democracy. Going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, considering the perversions that Donald Trump allegedly, and I say, I repeat, allegedly committed when he was in Moscow, that... It's kind of a stretch, not a stretch, I should say. You know, it's just another further perversion of these Republicans, what they're willing to accept in terms from DARE leader, and I emphasize DARE leader is because they're just embracing, you know, the Republicans have increasingly embraced fascism, and it is deeply disturbing. I mean, that,
right, but to sneak a guy in, second in line of succession in the presidency, who lost an election and is under criminal, criminal investigation in Manhattan, and sneak him in this way to be second in line, that's a perversion of the Constitution, in my opinion.
Yeah,
and the founding fathers couldn't believe that members of Congress would vote for an authoritarian figure outside, and so they didn't bother to put it in. Brendan Boyle's bill is a good one, but Moscow Mitch will filibuster it. They have used, the Republicans have stayed in power by using these tricks, these legislative tricks, to thwart the will of the majority, Mark, don't you think?
Yeah, and I agree. I just saw that Ted Cruz is blocking appointments of some of Biden's diplomatic officials, and I don't know what has happened as far as the state's attorneys, the federal attorneys that Biden is able to appoint. I don't know if, because traditionally those have guys that have submitted their resignations when the new president comes in, and the new president gets to appoint, you know, 50 new, you know, states, you know, the state attorneys, federal attorneys, that I don't know if that has happened or not yet, that because how many of those guys are leftovers from Trump and are Trump
loyalists? Yeah, right. Well, what happens is they put in their resignations, and Biden went about, these are the U.S. attorneys, like in Wisconsin, there's the Eastern and Western,
right.
So there's Milwaukee and Madison. And what Biden, first of all, that takes a lot of vetting. You don't want to put the wrong person in there. Secondly, you depend heavily on the home state senator. So basically, Tammy Baldwin and unfortunately Ron Johnson get to comment on it. Tammy Baldwin should trump that. But remember, it's a 50-50 Senate. Now, some of these appointments are not subject to filibuster. Certainly judicial appointments are not anymore. And I'm not sure about U.S. attorney appointments, but I think they're not. And so the answer is no. Many of them have not been filled. Some have been filled, but some haven't been filled. Some of them have holdovers. Some of them guys resigned. And then what happens is the first deputy or somebody else becomes acting. There's some, I had some friends who were U.S. attorneys in Alaska. That's a real small office. There were like two or three of them. And one's a Republican, and one's a Democrat. And wherever the Democrat comes in, they're the U.S. attorney, and then Republican, then they're the U.S. attorney and supervise the other one. I mean, basically you want career people who know what they're doing. But what's happened is that with obstruction, as you say, from the Republicans slowing stuff down, they're doing everything they can to injure Joe Biden's presidency. That's all they're going to do. Remember, they're the ones that said that they would not confirm a single U.S. Supreme Court appointment if Hillary Clinton were elected. For 4 years, if she were elected in 2016, they had the majority in the Senate, they wouldn't advance a single one. Three of them could die. We'd have six people in the Supreme Court. They don't care. They simply don't care. Their objective is to injure, to destabilize a Democratic administration. This is not the way it was supposed to be. And that's why we talk about this on Devil Radio, and we organize to stop it. Going to a break. Now, the lines are alive. Do not hang up. It's a brief break. We'll be back right after the break, back to the lines. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. Mark, thanks for calling in. A lot more back after the break.